Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. This evening's program will center around space for no particular reason. Let's start it off with some space junk. This is from Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. From Devo.
Thank you. ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
That was Space Oddity from David Bowie, from 1969. Bowie's first 12-string acoustic was made by Framus, but he switched to a Hagstrom 12-string acoustic, which he used from 69 to 72. That was actually used on Space Odyssey. Before that, we heard Man or Astro Man, Baby's first spacewalk from DEFCON 0 from the Analog Series 3. That actually is from a purple pressing of vinyl. It's a 10-inch that I got from put out in 2013. Before that, we heard Devo with Space Junk from Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. They played an eclectic mix of dang near everything. Early on, it seems to be that Bob Mossberg's early guitar of choice was the Gibson L6S Custom. It was kind of an ugly doubling. It was never really popular. It was kind of a copy of a standard Les Paul. It was designed by Bill Lawrence and originally intended to be a multi-sound system for the SG Standard. Bob Castle's main guitar was a Red Hagstrom PB24G, which he played at Devo's first performance. They were a sextet duo. They played at Kent State University in 73. And he played on the Satisfaction and Comeback Joni videos in 1978. Mark almost exclusively used Fender Telecasters. And if you look at some old footage of him, he duct taped all of his pedals to him. You should really check out a live version of Slappy Mammy Down from... it's a French live version of that. It's great. We're going to keep on with some space stuff here. We're going to play some Space Truckin' by Deep Purple. This is from Machine Head in 1972.
We'll be right back. Spaceball One. They've gone to Plaid.
Yeah.
That was, of course, Planet Caravan, Black Sabbath from the Paranoid album in 1970. Tony Iommi playing some nice jazz riffs on that album for us. Before that, we heard Montrose Space Station 5 from Montrose from 1973. Ronnie Montrose on guitar. He's playing a chrome Valino guitar with a self-installed theremin that he created in 1973. Before that, we heard Space Truckin' from Deep Purple from Machine Head in 1972. That's Richie Blackmore on guitar. On the studio album, it's Roger Glover on bass, but Glenn Hughes can be seen in the 74 video they played live in California. He does a great job on that. You should look that up on YouTube. It's a great video of them live in California. You can see them playing Space Truckin' and Burn and a bunch of great hits. There's a huge, huge folded horn bass stack behind them. It's really impressive. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. You can check out playlists, podcasts, news, and upcoming events. And you can click on that big red donate button to donate to KRVS and support public radio in your area. We're going to carry on this evening's space theme. We're going to get a bit nuts here and play some Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. This is from Hello Nasty in 1998.
Educated, I'm smarter than Spock. Spock, you ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the KIDD. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm telling you with the echo. I'm telling you.
death. I certainly need help. But you start getting physical. Now we are having intercourse. And masturbating myself, I end up feeling very alienated and unsatisfied, and it's really come between us.
That was Space Boy from the Smashing Pumpkins from their Siamese Dream album in 1993. I've probably said this 20 times already on the minor chord, but if you haven't heard that album, which is on the list of 1001 albums to hear before you die, you should probably check out that whole album. The whole album is fantastic. On the vinyl, it's orange, and it's really a great work. Before that, we heard Kraftwerk, Space Lab from the album Dimensch Machine, The Man Machine from 1978. That is their 7th album. And another great band to check out. It's a speculation that during this time they used a number of sequencers that were built by friends, and possibly the Moog Mini and Mini Moog and the Micro Moog and Odyssey keyboards. Before that, we heard Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. That was from Hello Nasty in 1998. We're going to be continuing on this evening with our space theme. We're going to try and switch to jazz for a little while. We're going to hear Michael Ray and the Cosmic Crew, Islands in Space. This is from 1994. Thank you.
Bonjour, mes amis. Moi, Pete Bergeron. Merci pour votre support de la radio publique et tous les jeunes artistes qui vous présentent Bonjour Louisiane. Supportez-le. Merci à tous de vous et Dieu vous garde.
Support comes from The Vermilion, featuring university news and more. New issues available on campus every Wednesday, and web content published daily at thevermilion.com. Find them on Instagram and Twitter at TheVermilion.
Hello, this is John Green, the host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to join me each Tuesday from 8 to 10 for the best in the new jazz recordings as well as some oldies but goodies. That's Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.